With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Let's go. Second half of the show begins here. Fox Sports Radio, thanks for being with us, being part of the extended family, wherever, however you're listening. Rich Hornberger in for Jason Smith tonight. Find us on the iHeartRadio app. Take us wherever you're going, wherever you get your audio. Tablets, computers, whatever. In your car, Sirius XM, Channel 83. The 400... I've lost count. It's at like 430 plus affiliates across this great nation. We're very thankful to the program directors and for you for listening, being part of our family as we get into a really fun stretch in the sporting calendar. As we get ramping up towards the NFL draft, opening day for Major League Baseball, the Final Four, the other Final Four, women's Final Four. Will that outdraw the men's, that South Carolina and Iowa matchup? Certainly nice and tasty for folks. Anytime you can get Caitlin Clark doing the "you can't see me, John Cena" thing, and John Cena goes to Twitter to say, good on you. Couldn't guard you, couldn't see you either. All of those things. It's good for the sporting universe, and we're rolling along with you. Rich, we go back to the fun and excitement of the owners' meeting, a story that started yesterday, and since you played in New England and you consider yourself a friend of Bill Belichick.
Oh, best friends, BFF.
Besties, no question about it. He and Andy Reid, the two guys in shorts, for those that missed that part of the group picture from this year. But you had Robert Kraft talking about, well, the state of the NFL, all of these fun, different avenues being sought out by top-notch talent, right? We got running backs available. DeAndre Hopkins may or may not be on the trade block. Some reports say yes. The people there say no, just like Harbaugh in Baltimore. No, no, no. Hey, we expect our guy to be there. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Hey, Lamar, what are you, crazy? No way.
So never. Robert Kraft, though, said, well, we can't rule out Lamar Jackson. This is something we've talked about on the show a bunch, Rich. But Kraft told reporters that rapper Meek Mill, guys, helped with a lot of stuff, and they've been business partners and all of those things, texted him 3 or 4 days ago to say that Jackson wants to be a Patriot.
Doesn't shock me.
Does it fit the Bill Belichick mold of this next iteration / reinvention? Because Kraft was pretty blunt talking about the put up or shut up kind of time here and expectations being high for the 2023 season.
I think it would be a great fit, and I think for a lot of different reasons. But most importantly, Bill Belichick, the only thing he concentrates on is winning. He just wants to win. And if that means running the ball 60 times, you know, fine. You want to throw the ball twice in a snowstorm in Buffalo?
Yeah.
And that's how you want to win a football game? That's fine. As long as we finish the game with more points than they have, good. And Lamar Jackson, to me, he just appears to be different than other quarterbacks. I don't think he really cares if you give him the rock and you say, hey, run the football, run the air out of the ball today. That's the way we want to win. I think what he wants is he wants to feel an organization support. Now, I don't know if the Patriots are willing to cough up a fully guaranteed contract. I'm not even sure if that's exactly what Lamar Jackson is looking for anymore, because we haven't heard from Lamar. We've heard, quote-unquote, sources say that Lamar's searching for the Deshaun Watson contract. But maybe that price tag has come down and it's still outside the reach of the Baltimore Ravens. And maybe it'll come down still for a new team that he doesn't feel so dejected signing with, because at this point he just sort of feels like, hey, you know, I did a lot for the city of Baltimore. I did a lot for this team, for this owner. You know, he could have parted with some more cash, and now I'm going to do it for a discount for another team and hopefully a team in the AFC. So maybe if the Ravens somehow pull it together, or if I end up on a squad that draws the Ravens on the regular season schedule, I could stick it to them from the other side of the fence. That would be fun. So who knows where the storyline goes with exactly how much Lamar Jackson is asking for contract-wise. But if he does end up, in New England with Billy O'Brien as his offensive coordinator. Billy O'Brien had a bunch of good years with Deshaun Watson as his quarterback in Houston. That was a really dangerous team out of the AFC. Nobody wanted to see the Houston Texans in the postseason. And I think he could run circles around defenses in the AFC East if he had Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, the curiosity there, right, to fit the offense and changing the structure. The one guy we know that Belichick loves is Ramondre Stevenson. He tells you in no uncertain terms. But for Belichick at this point, there's that divide between Belichick, the coach, and the talent evaluator. And I guess that's where the biggest question in all this is, Rich. The money, obviously, we know that he turned down 3 for $133 because he told us that. A while back, Lamar Jackson had tweeted that out. So we know that was the starting price. And now is it a year's thing? Is it the devil you know versus the devil you don't? Grass is greener for those that would rather leave the devil out of the conversation. But the idea that you know what you have in Baltimore, and like I brought up earlier, five guys in the last 4 years that were top-notch players and performers at their positions, homegrown guys through the draft, once it came time to get a second deal, all of a sudden Baltimore wasn't their desired destination any longer. So curiosity as to how those negotiations are handled. Because one thing we've seen with the Ravens, or at least this is my perception of it, this was always a button-down organization, or seemed to be, Ozzie Newsome and company for all those years, Rich. Last couple of years, it seems a little bit more frenetic, topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
And I guess that's just the state of the league for most squads. Because, look, even in the post-Brady era, trying to get a handle on what the operative word, you know, the MO is for Bill Belichick, and some of the decisions on personnel have been a little bit head-scratching. But for the Ravens, it's certainly, you know, they've gone down a peg from those trusted organizations where everything's buttoned up, because time after time there's acrimony with the GM.
Yeah, I think that the Ravens have kind of lost their way a little bit in terms of how they handle their players and personnel decisions. And I think that has influenced Lamar Jackson's dissatisfaction, because you got buddies, right? And contracts come up, and the Ravens front office, they're not budging. And then all of a sudden, you start to think to yourself, well, geez, you know, I'm on year two. I'm getting pretty close to reworking my deal here. Maybe it was just that guy, though, you know, because he was asking for X, Y, or Z. And, you know, every situation's different. And then the next deal comes up. And maybe it's with a player that he's a little closer with and, you know, he starts having conversations or, you know, one of his favorites gets traded away or, you know, all of a sudden you start thinking to yourself like, hey, geez, you know, maybe this is just the way they do business. And so you build up a little bit of a chip on your shoulder heading into these negotiations and then they lowball you. And then all of a sudden, especially without the expertise of an agent whispering in your ear who has been in this game for a while saying, hey, listen, Lamar, I've dealt with these people for a long time. This is what they always do. They're going to offer you a bargain basement deal. I'm going to get them up from here. Everybody knows how this works. Don't panic. But without having some savvy, you know, whisperer in your corner who's doing all the infighting while you're on the field performing, you're the one who has to be exposed to all the commentary from the front office. Well, Lamar, you didn't do this. And let's take a look at the playoff record. And, you know, Lamar, the past couple of seasons have been very different than the first couple seasons. And, hey, durability is the most important ability, Lamar. And, hey, you know, we don't want to throw anything in your face that's going to upset the apple cart here because we have a pretty good relationship with you. But, you know, we got to consider everything, don't we? You know, how late you're staying up, how well you treat your body, your nutrition. You know, we have to have a lot of discussions about this contract, Lamar. You know, and all of a sudden you don't have that buffer of an agent and you're the one hearing those things. I think there's some bad blood. And so maybe a change of scenery is the best thing for Lamar Jackson, and maybe he accepts a lower deal elsewhere just to get out from under thumb in Baltimore. I really think that's a possibility.
Always business, never personal. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And I think that's part of it, Rich, is that you've seen and he's grown in the organization. As you point out, playoff stuff is where everybody goes to in the media side of things. But now you've got the team telling you this, and what else are they going to do? They're going to say, well, if we give you this percentage, look at what it does and hamstrings us doing this, 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 and this. And then today I thought it was interesting. They got a conversation with Odell Beckham Jr., at least for a little bit today before he left the hotel. So you've got that kind of thrown in of, hey, we might be able to get you that wide receiver you were looking for. Truly, there might be someone next to Andrews you can count on. Sorry, Bateman, you haven't done it yet. I'm not giving you a DaCosta treatment. I'm just saying it like it is. But the idea there, though, Rich, is that the team has all the data, and you've been unavailable the last 2 years. And the final five games of this season, even though after the fact Lamar came out and said, here's how badly my knee was injured, that lingered for 5-6 weeks, and you didn't see the team go out of their way to mend that fence and assure people he was hurt either.
Well,
they
yeah.
let that talk of contract and distractions and negotiating come in, partially because they could use it as a ploy themselves.
And I also sort of feel like everything we've heard from Lamar has been like four or like let's make it round numbers. It's been about a month late. Like, we should have known that he requested a trade when he requested a trade. Like, I really feel like if he had an agent, that story would have been sourced and spread around.
His boy should have been able to do that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The guy that was pitching the gym, he should have been able to say.
Yeah, Kenny Francis with the entire gym. Yeah, I'm with you, dude. Like, I just think that every step of the way, the Ravens have really been able to control this narrative. And Lamar Jackson is left. Look, he's not looking bad. I don't want to say that. I'm not going to insult anybody's intelligence here because that's not it either. But whoever is running the camp, it just feels like they're a little slow to the draw. It just feels like the Ravens are beating them at every turn. So whether or not he's working with somebody who's helping him with PR, or if he's handling it all on his own, or his mom has some influence, or another family member, or this guy Ken Francis, who's his business partner with this fitness equipment he's now hawking on his Twitter feed, whoever is in his camp that is supposed to be in control of getting messaging out, we should have known that Lamar Jackson was shopping himself for a trade back on March 2nd, not on the 26th or whenever that news broke, because that is exactly 24 days away from the date that he told the Baltimore Ravens, enough is enough. Stop pushing me around. You've pushed me to the limit. I want out. And so I feel for Lamar Jackson. I actually really do. I feel bad for him, because I think if he had the expertise of somebody who's been in these situations before, this would have been, or should be, a much smoother process.
Right. I mean, I know you can look at Laramie Tunzel. He got his deal done, right? Just hire the lawyer to go over the legalese and cross the T's, dot the I's, all that fun stuff. But Lamar has chosen not to engage any of that process.
Yep.
Right, which is why you had the tersely worded letter about Francis last week that had to come out. So, you know, he's a big boy at this point. He's got to make decisions. And maybe it's playing out exactly as he wants it to in his head. But certainly, for me, outside looking in, the fact that everybody has raised their hand, seemingly saying, not it, not it, not it. Now, behind the scenes, they may all be working feverishly to try to figure out salary cap compensation, whatever else needs to happen to bring him in, and what number they can afford to offer. But at this point, it's a vacuum, because you don't have someone leaking to all the insiders.
Right.
Crazy business, right? Even though Rodgers and others would tell you how unnecessary and useless and wrong they are.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back in. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, from the TireRack.com studios. Rich Ornberger, my guy, he's in for Jason Smith tonight. Having some fun going through the owners' meeting stuff. I don't know that we need to really go into Draymond Green's technicals. We'll let Fenley update that. There's been a lot of the, you get a technical, but we'll rescind it because we need you on the court in these final 2 weeks. Just say you're sorry. That seems to be the way it goes.
Yeah.
Pout a bunch. Create chaos, get a technical foul, and then be like, well, no, this puts him into suspension, and there's only 7 games left. Don't do that because you're impacting the outcome of these playoff races. Like, okay, we rescind it. You can go back and play. So we're keeping an eye on the NBA. Obviously, a lot going on towards the back end of this week, but the front of the week, Rich, is dominated by the NFL owners' meetings, all the news coming out. And one being, I really didn't think we'd get to this point, but it looks like we've got two different bidding groups that have met the would-be $6 billion asking price for Dan Snyder's Washington Commanders. Josh Harris, Mitchell Rails Group, that also includes Magic Johnson. He knows a thing about or two about owning big franchises, pieces of them, making a pile of cash, and then parachuting his way out of there. So they've got a fully financed bid, and then you've got a Canadian billionaire, Apostolopoulos. How do you like that?
Apostolopoulos? Is that how you pronounce that name?
Apostolopoulos.
I just call him Steve.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
Can we call him Sir Steve or something? Hey, Steve. he's got a fully funded $6 billion offer as well. So those two things working in tandem. If either's accepted, deal obviously crushes the Denver Broncos price, which was 4.65. And remember when everybody made fun of Steve Ballmer?
Oh, I know.
Bought the Clippers for $2 billion. It's like, these things in prime locations don't come up for sale very often. And this one obviously has an awful lot of baggage that goes with it to force said sale. Still some terms to be worked out because you've got Dan Snyder saying, I don't want anything that may have happened that my name comes up in to follow me once I sell it. Once that's done, everything's sealed, you leave me alone.
This is the best... In my opinion, this is the best team to buy because think about from two standpoints. One, you've got like this tradition from the deep past, you know, the Hogs you had.
Sure.
I mean, Theismann, there's history there. And there's a fan base. They don't come out for games currently, but they will. They'll be back. you just have to tap back into that winning culture. That I mean, you just have to. I make that sound so simple. It's so easy. But if you can, they're there. They're waiting. I promise you. That's a very proud fan base. But then you look at the other side. What a disaster the franchise has been, and for years now. The past decade has been rife with the putrid stench of, you know, harassment and, you know, office misconduct and salacious scandal. Once Snyder gets out of the way, whoever this owner is going to be, I mean, he could be an absolute doormat. He or she, this ownership group, could be just a bunch of, you know, non-player characters. Anything at this point is better than Daniel Snyder. So the fan base is going to react positively regardless.
Well, and that's the big thing, right? Dormant giant. We go to the history, Joe Gibbs and all that you break down. But it's been a 20-year failure, disaster, and obviously really hit a ramping up, like you're going down a ski hill, picking up speed along the way. Because you go back to when our guy, our teammate here at Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, was drafted there, and there were already issues, you know, going back to contracts and other things that, and it's not even getting into the Mike McDaniel. Hey, I couldn't even get a cup of coffee over there. Good for him.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny, by the way.
Yeah.
McDaniel's a weird guy. Or seems like kind of weird, but he's fun.
Yeah.
Because you have no idea where it's going to come from.
I just like the things that he's willing to say to the media. And then as a you know, kind of a virtue of what honesty he brings to the table, the questions that people feel comfortable asking him. Like I just love that authenticity. You know, to a certain extent, I know a lot of people are bothered by him, but I say this a lot about Aaron Rodgers. Like, you know, for what it's worth, at least you know what the guy's thinking. You know, you may not love everything that comes out of his mouth, but I don't doubt that he's being honest, at least in the moment that he's speaking. And McDaniel, he has a very similar vibe. Like, there's no questioning what's going on inside of his head. He'll tell you.
Well, and it's, for Rodgers, as you said, polarizing, but when he's honest, and this is where that word, you hang a star on it and decide when he's played with words, right? Word games, and we're all wordsmiths once you get behind the microphone, whether you're asking the questions or answering them, and sometimes you just want to poke the bear a bit, and that's certainly who Aaron Rodgers is on many levels. We know that, and why there's not a huge inner circle of people connected, the family stuff, add it all up. But with McDaniel, the other thing with him is he's fiercely loyal to his guys. Right,
yeah.
Talking about Tua Tagovailoa, the fifth-year option getting picked up, trying to squash any rumor, conjecture, speculation that they're anywhere in the marketplace for Lamar Jackson, creating any tensions and unnecessary drama down there in Miami as we roll through. It's all about Tua's health and availability at this point, Rich. But the fact that we've gotten the point, Snyder bought the franchise 1999 for $800 million. Think about that, $800 million to $6 billion and whatever that final number actually becomes.
Yeah.
Just massive investment. We always talk about, you know, get land, buy land. Well, he bought the franchise, and hell, I mean, look where you're located and the accessibility to so many things. Now, this is interesting. I never thought he'd sell. Like, I think it would be I thought it would be a cold, dead hands kind of thing.
Yeah.
From me.
Yeah. Right? I agree and with you, but
because he seemed to like owning the team way too much.
I think, though, that, listen, when
that he hates people.
Yeah, when anybody starts going off half-cocked and saying things like, if you take me down, I'm taking down the whole league, you know he does have friends in the room somewhere. And what I mean by the room, I mean like he's got buddies amongst these 31 other owners or ownership groups. So somebody came to Daniel and went, Danny, Bubba, what are we doing here? Let's talk about this. This is ridiculous. You're talking about bringing down the NFL. Do you realize what you're up against? It would be an unmitigated nightmare for you if you tried to take down the NFL. So let's sidestep all that and realize that you are going to part ways with the league and the shield, a very rich man. You're never going to see a more golden, shining example of a golden parachute than the sale of this team and the add-ons that we'll keep under wraps. We don't want people to know exactly how much we want you to part with on your way out the door just to keep your mouth shut. Because when you have a quarter century of dirt on all these owners, A, these are some of the most powerful human beings on the planet, so you don't really want to mess with them. For a lot of different reasons. And B, they can make it worth your while if you'll just play ball and sign all the NDAs and do all the things, right? So that's the way this is going to go. We knew it from the start. He was just trying to, you know, prop himself up as something that the NFL should not be messing with. And that quickly was shut down, obviously.
Yeah, the other curious thing was that one of the advisors of Dan Snyder was standing there recording Jim Irsay's commentary about
right.
Daniel Snyder. It's like a weird inception kind of thing going on with these people. But just going down without really the knockdown dragout, as you said, I'm going to take everybody with me and realizing that you killed the golden goose there.
Yeah.
But you're getting your giant pile of cash, so maybe you don't care. I do have a question about the timing of this and also the comments from Coach Ron Rivera as it relates to this whole sequence of events, and it revolves around his quarterback position.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back in, Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon. There is no Jason Smith tonight. It's our guy, Rich Ornberger, hanging out with us, 760 down in San Diego in the morning, and Fox Sports weekends here. And whenever Jason tags out, Rich comes storming through the door like he's the Kool-Aid man, saying, I'm Dr. Rich, ready to dominate.
Yeah, stethoscope in hand, thick, dark mustache wearing. And I'm just ready to rock. I mean, look, March, as we've learned, is about more than just basketball. It's also about WrestleMania.
I don't know
if you're familiar.
I'm a little bit hyped up.
Yeah.
We had Angelo Dawkins on a little bit earlier, WWE superstar of the Street Profits, part of a fatal four-way match. Yeah, four tag teams getting after it.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
It's
gonna be
a
cannot
huge match.
Wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
He's made a big fan. A new fan.
Well, and Stacey Keibler's going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's
former
good.
Ravens cheerleader, super fan. Go back and look at her CV, Rich. You'll be entertained.
Mike, we should get her on the show.
Yeah, I failed. I tried.
Okay.
Maybe I'll reach out directly.
Another time. Maybe another life.
Well, that's it. Well, either that, or I'll just go hang out around the stadium. They got to leave sometime. Look, New England.
That'll be fine. Yeah, no, you'll creep nobody out doing that.
No, they'll be like, I'll blend in with a crowd of thousands. Are you kidding? I don't want an autograph. I don't want a picture. Got to get 5 minutes. I want to talk about the Ravens and Lamar Jackson because you're a Ravens super fan. Listen, Jerod Mayo, longtime linebacker. Now the inside linebackers coach for the New England Patriots.
I played with him.
Rising up the ranks, and now evidently the heir apparent for Bill Belichick. Tell me about Jerod Mayo, the player, and where this heads.
Well, Jerod was, if nothing else, one of the more intelligent guys I've ever played with, played against. Actually, when I was at Penn State, we were opponents in the Outback Bowl. Back in 2006, I want to say it was 2006 bowl game. Anyways, he was tough as nails back then. He remained that way through his pro career. He's a pro bowler a bunch of times, leader of that defense, team captain, just the sort of intellect that you need to identify plays early and run a defense, a Bill Belichick defense that changed every single week to game plan against offensive opponents. So he was a tremendous football player. And it appears to me, at least, he's morphed into a tremendous football coach, because if you think about some of the linebackers that they've had while he's been helping that defense, the end of Rob Ninkovich's career, the emergence of Dante Hightower, I mean, the Kyle Van Noy, I realize he was used more of as a pass rusher, but he was in the linebacker room. I mean, he's helped a lot of these guys have a tremendous amount of success during their time in New England. And as a result, the New England defense is still one of the better defenses in the league. You know, they're a top 10 defense routinely. And I give him a lot of credit for that, because he's sort of taken on the role as co-defensive coordinator. So we'll see what happens. Is he the heir apparent? I mean, that's what they said about Josh McDaniels, who I kind of feel like he probably would have been if he won the waiting game, but he left for an opportunity in Las Vegas. I think there's potential, especially if the Patriots rebound in the short term, that Jerod Mayo may get tired of waiting his turn in New England and may go elsewhere.
I guess that's the larger question, Rich, of how much you take away from what Robert Kraft had to say yesterday, talking about this squad. Belichick, when asked about, you know, how the fans should feel and optimism, whatever, and he goes, look, at 25 years, right, kind of owing to the past and where they've been, saying, hey, trust me, I got this. But for Robert Kraft, it seemed like things were a little more urgent in the post-Brady era after the last couple of years. A lot of talking up Mac Jones while you can, but certainly the Lamar Jackson element to potentially come in and hyper-boost the offense there is in order. But for Belichick, how short a leash do you think it is?
I mean, we'll never know how short it is exactly, because I think Robert Kraft will make sure that he gives him extensive lead time to make his arrangements, whether it's retiring, and I'm putting that in air quotes, and then deciding to come out of retirement with a different team elsewhere because he had a sudden change of heart about what he wanted to do with his golden years. Or if he actually will finish his career a Patriots head coach, and it'll be a forced retirement behind the scenes, but you know, in the foreground, we'll all think that it's Bill stepping away after a long, sturdy career with all the achievements, just not a ton of success post Tom Brady, which is fine, because if you won a ton of games with the greatest player of all time, I don't think anybody's going to stick their nose up at you, you know, especially out in Canton when you're going to obviously be inducted. So, yeah, I don't know how long. I would say this: if the Patriots put up another losing season, he's on the clock. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it means for two extra seasons or one extra season, but he's bought himself some time. But if they struggle again this upcoming season, I think it's officially time to say he'll be on the clock.
He's Rich Hornberger in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon here, the Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios. Reminder, get your audio up. The podcast in full will be up about an hour from now. Get it wherever you download your podcast. Download it, rate it 5 stars. We'll love you forever, no question about it. Coming up next, we turn our attention back to the biggest story of the day. What kind of rule changes? What kind of flexibility do we need? Stretch, people, stretch!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. Pick up, pick up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.